All right, Queens, it's your girl Riley Hart back with another dose of Queen energy. Let's be real, life can get pretty chaotic sometimes, right? Work deadlines, relationships, that weird stain on your favorite shirt, you name it, it's probably causing some stress levels to spike. But listen up, because today we're talking about something super important: taking care of our mental health. You deserve a break from the hustle and bustle, even if it's just for 10 minutes a day. And trust me, investing in your mental well-being is one of the best things you can do for yourself. Now, before you think this is all about meditation retreats and incense burning, which are amazing, by the way, I'm here to give you some practical tools and resources that actually work, even if you're as busy as a bee running around in your own personal hive. First up, let's talk journaling. Seriously, this isn't just for angsty teenagers anymore. Think of it like therapy, but way more affordable, and you can do it naked if you want, no judgment here. Write down your thoughts, feelings, even that hilarious grocery store encounter from earlier. Getting those emotions out on paper can be a game changer. It helps you process things, identify patterns, and honestly, sometimes just venting to yourself is the best medicine. Next, let's talk about movement. Now, I know what you're thinking, Riley, I don't have time for yoga classes. But hear me out, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. A brisk walk around the block, dancing like nobody's watching in your living room, whatever gets your body moving releases those feel-good endorphins that can seriously boost your mood. You know that feeling when you finish a workout and you just feel so much lighter? That's what I'm talking about. Remember those power naps I mentioned? Yeah, they are a lifesaver. Even a 20-minute snooze can work wonders for your energy levels, focus, and overall well-being. Sometimes we underestimate the power of rest, but trust me, your brain and body will thank you for it. Speaking of self-care, let's talk about setting boundaries. This one is crucial. You are not obligated to say yes to everything. Learn to prioritize your own needs and politely decline anything that drains your energy or doesn't align with your goals. Remember, Queen, your time and energy are precious resources. Don't give them away willy-nilly. And last but certainly not least, let's talk about connection. We're social creatures, after all. Make time for the people who lift you up, who make you laugh, who get you. Whether it's a coffee date with your bestie, a family dinner, or even just a quick chat with a loved one, those connections are essential for our mental well-being. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of to-dos and responsibilities? You know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming and you just want to scream into the void, metaphorically, of course. I've definitely been there. One time, I had a work deadline looming, my phone was blowing up with notifications, and I completely forgot to grab lunch, which led to an epic sugar crash mid-afternoon. That's when I realized I needed to take control of my mental health before it took control of me. So what did I do? Well, first off, I pulled out my trusty journal and just started pouring everything out. My anxieties, my frustrations, even that ridiculous meme about cats that was stuck in my head, the whole shebang. Next, I took a 20-minute power nap, seriously, life-changing, followed by a quick walk around the block. The fresh air and sunshine did wonders for my mood. And you know what? Once I felt more grounded, I tackled that work deadline with renewed energy and focus. Setting boundaries, even small ones, can make a huge difference. Remember, Queen, you are not obligated to say yes to everything. Listen up, Queens. Taking care of your mental health isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By implementing these tools and resources, journaling, movement, rest, boundaries, and connection, you can build a fortress of resilience against the daily chaos. Remember, you are strong, capable, and worthy of happiness. Now, go out there and shine. Share this episode with your squad, leave a review if it resonated with you, and let's keep spreading that queen energy. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and empowerment. Until then, stay fabulous.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.